Firefighting Podcast. Welcome back. Today we're going to sit down with the marketing director of Venti, Philip Tinsley, to talk about hazmat sensing. We're going to talk about why hazmat sensing has been a challenge in the past and what Venti's product, the IntelliPod, is doing to increase situational awareness for first responders. As we know, situational awareness for first responders to know what is there or what isn't there is critical to allow first responders to do their job more effectively. We hope you enjoyed this podcast and take care. Philip, welcome to the podcast. How you doing?
Kevin, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So give us some context on what is Venti, and we hear a lot about hazmat sensing, detecting, and different ways to go about it. And what is Venti doing to ultimately combat this issue head on and provide solutions to the first responder industry?
Well, Venti is a small, and I emphasize small, there's about six of us that are working out of New Bern, North Carolina, that have developed an IntelliPod, which is an intelligence sensor that you can deploy into an event and immediately start getting real-time data back to the coordinator or the on-site commander. And it allows a better understanding and improved situational awareness for the first responder of what they're going into. Currently, you can shoot it out of an air cannon, you can hand deliver it, or we can fly it off a UAV and deploy it. I've shot it out of an air cannon over 200 yards, and it continues to report. And we've done a lot of excellent work with it, and we're starting to get some traction on interest, such as this telecon.
That's awesome. So situational awareness for first responders is arguably one of the most important things that we're hearing in the first responder space, and we need to know what we're encountering, what's there, and ultimately that allows us to determine what equipment do we need, what human capital is needed. And so why is it something like this that can be shot from an air cannon or dropped from a drone so significant to help provide situational awareness context for first responders that are approaching a scene?
Well, as you know, currently, situational awareness is developed by sending men or women into an event and getting an understanding of what's going on. With the IntelliPod system, you can send these in, and on our radio relay, you immediately start seeing information on the screen, in the command center, and relayed across the web if desired. And then all that data is saved. So let's say, for example, you send it in, and you immediately see that the temperatures are spiking over 700 or 800 degrees, and our pods will report up to that limit, and that's when they start to decay. But imagine, if you will, that you can do this from the curb. You're not having to send men in with material and then finally get an understanding of what they're going into. And the other thing we're learning about is the high cancer rate. So again, you ask, why is hazmat important? Look around. There is nothing not synthetic in your office. And if you have to go in and get exposed to this material, the men and women of the first responders are dying at a much higher cancer rate. And so we hope believe that this will also give them an understanding of what the environment they're going into and why they need to concern themselves about cleanup and getting their gear off and getting their gear sanitized.
That's awesome. And especially with looking at, like you said, either we're sending in a human or now we can drop it in a telepod, and that can give us both context for what is there before the event, but then also this could be something that could be left there, or something that could kind of be an ongoing monitoring tool to be able to determine whether this scene is deemed to be safe or unsafe to occupy with the next step of cleanup or remediation.
That's right. And that currently, after action and after an event, you send men in to monitor to make sure the fire is truly out. Why not send four of my pods in, sit out in the truck and watch your temperatures and pressures, remain constant and understand that you've got a good system, you've done your job, and you can go in and finish up cleanup. I just think it's a very powerful tool. Right now we're working with a 900 megahertz radio relay. Gives us well over 200 yards of range. The 900 megahertz is doing really well on penetrating homes. We had an issue when we demonstrated at Arlington where the training facility was a metal box and we kind of lost some of our data, but that was unrealistic in my understanding, that in a home I can get really good data from the curb, if you will, and it continues to produce that data over a long period of time.
So that information from the IntelliPod is communicated via radio frequency back to a dashboard, or kind of how is that information portrayed for the end user to know what they're looking at?
Currently, we have a very nice iPad display, if you will, that shows temperature for each pod, and you can see it spike. But by the same token, within the each pod is reported below that screen for atmospheric pressure, barometric pressure, altimeter, and vibration. And the vibration, we're not sure how this is going to play out. I'm very pleased with the sensitivity of it. It's basically a G meter, and you can shake it, and you'll get an immediate reaction to it. So again, as we progress in our operation, more testing is going to be required. And will it be able to predict a collapse? I don't know that, but I think there's potential if we deploy them into the attic or on different floors, we may start to get understanding of the dynamics going on about the event.
And this maybe was a question I should have asked right at the beginning, but just to kind of break it down, once this IntelliPod is shot into an area, how is it actually working to detect different hazmat materials?
Currently, we have on the shelf a volatile organic compound sensor that will report any number of alcohols, aldehydes, ketones. But this is a kind of a domestic use sensor, so it's only going to report presence in parts per million. So you will know that there's something in there, and that's something. For example, you could throw into a basement and understand if you've got some natural gas leaks or any number of other potential hazards to the first responder, and then he'll have a better understanding, again, enhanced situational awareness that will he'll understand the best way to attack this problem.
Gotcha. So who is using this now, and what stage of deployment is this IntelliPod at?
Currently, we've got a system at Arlington, Virginia, where they're using it to experiment on what's called CCTA, which is a complex coordinated terrorist attack. It's a DHS grant, and this is Loudoun County Fire and Rescue Center. They currently have one. They used it in a test back in December, and then issued a report: fire as a weapon system. Oh, I'm sorry, fire as a weapon testing and training practical session report, in which they reported the utility of the IntelliPod and how it helped them proceed through the test. And they've in the test report, they said, we're going to continue to use IntelliPods as a monitor for the testing analysis. So that was very extremely positive. We've got an agreement with EPA and UNC to experiment and determine wildfire dynamics. They're going to get a partial system, and that's going to be executed through tall timbers out of Tallahassee. And I hope to be there for some of that analysis. We've also teamed with TALO, which is a UAS, Unmanned Aerial System, small business, again, New Bern, North Carolina, and we're going to attack this tall timbers analysis with not only IntelliPods but UAVs and deploying the pods from the UAVs. Other than that, we've got an extremely good relationship with St. Augustine Fire Department and Chief Brian Mitzel. I want to shout out to him. He has been extremely helpful with us in we'll drop a system off on him, and then he gets feedback back to us extremely well. Other than that, we submitted some SBIRs, which are Small Business Innovative Research, and we're learning from that process, and we're going to continue to press on some of the opportunities within that. And a shout out to Gallo Business Media, who invited us once they saw us at an FDIC 2 years ago. We've gone to two fire chief summits and gotten extremely good feedback from those organizations and seminars.
It's awesome, Philip. I mean, there's no shortage of interest around this particular concept. I mean, there's so many unknowns when we're approaching a scene, and we want to do everything we can to best protect firefighters and allow them to have the most information at hand without risking their lives just to obtain information. And I've heard the phrase, don't risk a life to save a life. And if something like this can better give us context to not go into a particular location, that's saving lives right there, as well as all the other situational awareness info. So that's really appreciate the innovation you guys are doing. I think this provides a lot of merit within the hazmat world, the UAS world, and just the first responder world in general.
I agree. And again, I think as we dug deeper and deeper into this, a true appreciation for what those men and women do on a daily basis. Both Ed Hoffman and I are retired pilots, and we had an understanding of the risk that we were taking. You know, these men and women don't have an idea of what they're going to deal with today or tomorrow. And I really appreciate their service to the community.
Love it. So if people wanted to learn more about IntelliPod or Venti, what would be the best way for them to obtain more information?
Well, they can contact me directly, or they can go to our website, which is Venti LLC. And that particular website shows a whole different array of what we can do and what we can't do. And I think it's really important to understand, and let me get that, it's not going to work. They can contact me at my cell number, 719-339-0594, or pmt@ventillc.com, or just do a Google search on Venti LLC, and it'll come up with our whole website where the details of the information, some briefings, and some video, again, that we shot with the St. Augustine Fire Department on various applications of the IntelliPod system.
Awesome, Philip. Well, you're a wealth of knowledge when it comes to all this stuff, and we appreciate everything you're doing for the first responder space.
Well, Kevin, I want to shout out to Darley, because you guys have been helping us since the get-go. When we were at first FIC, you posted some of our equipment at your site, and now this podcast, which can now, you know, just free help to us, and we really appreciate you guys putting in the time for us.
Hey, that's what we're here for.
All right, Kevin, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Firefighting Podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast, leave a comment, and follow us on social media at Smart Firefighting. We would love to know more about what you liked or did not like about this episode. Even more so, we want to know, what do you want to hear more about? Any feedback for future interviews or topics is highly welcomed and encouraged. Thanks again for listening, and we look forward to next time.